Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Samina Spin, Creators Who Inspire Me. Today, I'm talking exactly about that, creators who inspire me. I'm starting off today's podcast with a quote from one of my ultimate inspirations for creativity, life, and beyond, Rumi. Don't be satisfied with stories, how things have gone with others. Unfold your own myth. That's what I like to do. Unfold whatever it is that inspires me and what I want to create. I actually wrote a blog about it this week, why I love being creative. I just love to express myself. And I love being able, through that expression, being able to connect with other people, inspire them in some way, teach them something, make them think about something from a perspective they have. I mean, what is life if all you do is stay in your little box? I mean, some people like that, and that's cool, but for me, I don't want to stay in any box. I want to explore and see what's out there because there's so much that's out there. And when you're creative, you can find what's out there and maybe pick away something that you can use or else can use. So there are a few creators who have really in my life. The first one that I want to talk about is a Bollywood film actress who crossed over in 1969, but she's a legend until this day. She's been in some of the classics of Hindi cinema. She actually starred in one of my favorite Hindi movies, Mughal-e Azam, and that movie was about the Mughals of India, and she played a servant who fell in love, prince, and he fell in love with her. But of course, a prince can't marry a servant, even if he loves her, and even if he is a prince. So in this movie, Madhubala was stunning. She was just a stunning woman. She was a stunning actress. Her facial expressions, the many emotions of the character, you felt her in that film. There's a scene where she's so frightened that she faints. You felt that. You felt that terror in her face. Now, really inspired me about her in that movie is, unbeknownst to a lot of people at that time, she had a heart condition, and that's what took her life when she was only 36 years old. But because she had a heart condition, she was progressively getting weaker. And there is a scene in that movie where she is imprisoned and chained up. Now, she was so committed to this, to her craft, to authenticity, that despite having a heart condition, she allowed those chains to be placed on her. She actually had those chains on her. And the reason that she allowed those chains on her is because she wanted the look of pain on her face to be real. Nobody expected her to do that. And how many people show that type of commitment to their craft? People who are fully invested in their craft. But that always inspired me because she didn't have to do that. She could have been a full-on diva and said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm sick. And she would have been valid to say that. She would have been totally valid, but she didn't say that. And she did it, which is why she inspires me. Because even through pain, physical pain. She was devoted to her craft. Now, the next creator who inspires me, you will hear me talk about him. I've said it before, I will say it again. You will hear me talk about this man probably till I cross over and meet him on the other side. Prince. Prince, as a man, as a creator, as a person, inspired me. One of the reasons he inspires me creatively is because he was an absolute musical genius. He would play with different instruments to work on a song. He would play with different arrangements, and he would record himself at times doing these different arrangements, and the song would sound different every single time. And a song called Seven, he did that. He recorded him singing a certain line seven different times, and he sang it differently all those times. And then he put those recordings on top of each other and put it in the song. And his brain was constantly in music mode. He was beyond prolific. There are still recordings in his vault. To be honest with you, I hope some of those recordings don't see the light of day, because there's a reason those recordings are in that vault, because he didn't want to share them. That's neither here nor there. So creatively, he inspires me. Again, somebody else devoted to their craft, someone who sleeps, eats, breathes their craft. You have to love that. But then also as a person, he inspired me. He had this absolute belief in himself. No matter what he was doing, no matter how people felt about it, he had that belief. Oh, and yet again, I'm going to digress. Yet again, I forgot to remind you, you can call. You can call in and chime in, say hello, whatever. And the number to call is 323-642-1775. Again, the number is 323-642-1775. I'd love for you to call in. All right, let me get back to, now that I've interrupted my own self, let me get back to, he did not care if people said he was weird. He would understand when people said he was weird, but he didn't care, because if it felt right to him, he did it. If it felt right to him, didn't hurt someone else, he did it. And even with that weirdness, people thinking he was out there or whatever, in his lifetime, he didn't have one single scandal. He didn't have one person writing a tell-all book about him, making him look bad. He didn't have any of that, because he lived so authentically. And give a shit. Whether you liked it or not, you have to admire a person who's that comfortable in his own skin. And he was like that from day one. Even before he was a big star, he was always comfortable in his own skin. So that's another reason he inspires me. Another creator who inspires me, Pablo Picasso. I am not a huge art person. I know what I like. I know what styles I like. But I don't think I can talk about art intelligently, for lack of a better word. Like, I couldn't tell you what makes great art. I just know what I like. I can't tell you what trend is, whatever, because my brain doesn't really work like that. Again, I just know what I like. And one artist that I like for his creativity is Pablo Picasso. He inspires me. And the reason he inspires me is because he dabbled in mediums that you didn't even know he dabbled in. And he was just so prolific and talented. He could go into different mediums. He painted, of course. He did bronze sculpture, which is hard to do, obviously. See, I don't know much about art because I'm saying it's hard to do. He did ceramics. He did all kinds of mediums, like I said. I'll have to double check myself on the bronze. I'm pretty sure he did bronze, though. Now I'm kind of questioning myself. But the point is valid that he dabbled in different mediums of art. Now, one of his paintings that inspires me, because of its sheer magnitude, is the Three Musicians. It was at a special exhibit at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, and it's actually bigger than what you would think it is. It's actually huge. Seeing it in books didn't give me an idea of how big it is, but I remember looking at it. I'm not even lying. I had to sit down on a bench and take it all in. There was just something about it. The colors, the composition. It was, I believe, the surreal style. So it's not, most of you are familiar with Picasso. He didn't paint true to life. He painted abstract. He painted cubism. So I'm going to say the Three Musicians is abstract. You know what he was going for, and I can't even tell you what pulls you into this painting. It's just awe-inspiring. That's probably the best way to describe it. So I looked at it. It pulled me in. I had to sit down for a few minutes and just absorb it. Any creator that can have that effect on a person is in a league of their own. And obviously Pablo Picasso is in a league of his own. And then, of course, his other paintings that are just mind-boggling, and you wonder where it came from. And I'm sure if you were to ask him, he couldn't tell you where it came from either. It just comes. It comes, whatever form use takes is what it takes. But he was a creator who inspires me, Now, finally getting to a writer on this list. J.K. Rowling. And I'm not inspired by her because of how many books she sold, although it's truly dizzying how many books she sold worldwide. But she's so creative. Like, this world created, this magic world, this world of Harry Potter is so intricate and detailed, and just how much thought went into all of it. Because you can actually go into a history of Hogwarts, of the wizard families, and different characters. You may not even see too much in the books, but she has a history for them. And then as you read the books, she has these little nuggets, are just so clever, and they're so cleverly placed. Like, for example, Dumbledore has this thing called the Pensieve, where he gets his wand and he extracts thoughts and he puts it in the Pensieve. The way it's spelled in the book it's spelled P E N S I E V E. So it's a play on words. Pensive, pensive. Just little things like that that she did. A name of a mischievous poltergeist who gets on everybody's nerves is Peeves. Just things like that, just little nuggets that she has throughout the book. So not, I mean, she just doesn't inspire me as a writer. She's actually a great philanthropist. She literally lost her billionaire status because she gave a lot of her money to charity. That's amazing. And she earned that $1 billion. She didn't have to give that much of it away, but she did. And I admire that about her. I also admire that she was tenacious in what she wanted to do. And I believe she was even on welfare at one point. And she has this quote that really resonates with me. Rock bottom became the solid foundation on which I rebuilt my life. So she looks at those struggles as, okay, this is where I'm starting from. Not everybody does that. Not everybody seen it through the way she did. So she is another creator who inspires me. Then, of course, writers who inspire me. I could talk about it all day, longer than the time that we have in this podcast. So I'm going to leave it at that where the writers are concerned. Now, one creator you may be surprised at, because you may not even think of him as a creator, Richard Branson. Now, he's a businessman, he's an entrepreneur, but I include him in this list because he created a billion-dollar company out of nothing. So that's being creative, even though he did it in a business sense, but he is a creator. He's a creator of ideas. He was maybe 16 years old when he started his a successful business. It was a student magazine at 16 years old. One of his principals told him, "You'll either be in prison or you'll be a millionaire." He was only slightly off. The guy became a billionaire. And then from there, he created $12 billion companies in 8 different business sectors. And the way that he does it, he's not driven by money, although I'm sure it helps, but he's driven by a sense of curiosity, a sense of adventure, a sense of wanting to connect with and serve the people around him. That's where his creativity comes from. His zest for life and wanting to live life. And he's also considered unorthodox in the business world because I believe he gives his employees unlimited time off. He gives them incentives. He has a very casual structure. He does company retreats, impromptu company parties. He hates ties. He's been known to cut ties off of business people. Wants to keep learning and growing. He has a company called Virgin Galactic that's going to be the first commercial space line, and he's actually going to be on the first flight. Who does that? He does. And he bought his first island in the 70s, I think, and he still lives on that island. He just has this wonderful spirit. I remember seeing him, I think it might have been on 60 Minutes when I was probably a teenager. And I just remember just this spirited individual who always has a smile on his face. Like, I don't ever see him. When I see him, he never looks like he's in a bad mood. He's just always got a smile on his face. He's just happy and passionate about what he's doing. He's got passion. He's got creativity. He's got curiosity. All the things you need to be a creator, which he is. And he also respects his employees. He basically says, train people so they can leave you, but treat them well so they don't. And he's always about respect. And he basically says, if you treat your employees with respect, they'll treat your customers with respect. So he has a very global way of thinking, which I admire. But going back to his curiosity, his sense of adventure, his zest for creating is what makes him an inspirational and fabulous creator. He's also written books. He's also written books. I haven't read them yet, but he's written several books. And he is basically of the mindset of, if your dreams don't scare you, they're too small. So he is limitless in his vision. And that's how you have to be as a creator. You have to be limitless. You have to be endlessly curious. You have to have an endless belief in what you do, and you have to have endless satisfaction that comes from it. It's just important to be creative. Even if you're not into the art like I am, whatever it is that you love to do, it's important to be creative and have a curiosity about it. Maya Angelou said, you can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have. Keep using your creativity. Like what you have heard in this podcast and would like to hear more, I have two books available on Amazon, Scheherazade's Daughters and the Siddiqui Brothers in Cairo. If you would like to read my Behind and Beyond the Veil blog, you can check it out on www.SaminaKMughal.com. Until next time, that's the Samina Spin. Good night and love and light.